Colin B. from Central Area for the Carry the Message.
Yeah, step stool. I'm an addict named Colin. I'm from Laurel, Maryland. It's not nearly as cool as the Bronx, but yeah. But it same story, same feelings, yeah, yeah. But it's home. It's home, and I love my home, and I love my my network that's at my home. I love my family, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else on this earth, right? Because the real deal is I can be anywhere on this earth now. I can do anything I want. That's the message, right? Any addict carrying the message, right? Any addict, right? Any addict can stop using, right? No matter who you are, all right? Whether you're, what do they call it? A junkie snatching purses. Yeah. A junkie snatching purses to a sweet little lady stealing scripts, right? Writing scripts. So any addict can stop using, lose the desire to use. How about that hit? I've stopped using plenty of times in the past, but that desire to use has always come back. And you'll lose the desire to use. And you'll find a new way to live. Whew. New way to live has blown me away since I've been in recovery. Very nervous right now. If you guys can't feel the twitch in my voice. Yeah, don't fuck up. Lives are at stake. You know, I got here a broken person. 115 pounds. I had no desire to live anymore. The only thing that mattered to me was drugs. The getting and using. The getting and using from everybody, right? So no one mattered to me. No one. Right. When I got here and I heard, you know, we use to live and live to use, it wasn't necessarily about the drugs that I heard anymore this last time around. It was more about how we live. We live to use anything and anyone. And I was just so tired of that, man. I felt like a shell. I felt so empty, so lost. My whole life, my whole world was a lie. And I couldn't go on no more like that. I just couldn't take it anymore. That's how I got to Narcotics Anonymous, and it took getting to that point. You know, there were a lot of bottoms that I've hit in my past, right? So a lot of jails, right? Sitting in a jail cell with no one, nothing, and, you know, I want to get clean. I'm done, right? It was like, you know, being homeless with no money. That's another bottom. Right? I'm done. I can't take it no more. But why would I always go back out? Because I wasn't willing. I wasn't willing. I wasn't completely ready. I wasn't completely beaten. I didn't completely accept my reality. That I was just a little different than the normal Joe. I couldn't just come to meetings and then go out and do my thing. I couldn't, you know, get clean, you know, find a God of my understanding. And no, I'm never going to use again. So why not go to the club? Why not sell drugs? Why not be popular? Why not get the girls, right? So there's in my story, it's a whole lot of getting clean, and then eventually the same pain and misery returns again because I decide maybe I can do it this way. I still got some ideas, right? I still got some solutions left. So it took an absolute surrender. talk about. For me, this is absolute surrender. I had to reach the point where I was totally done, totally desperate, totally willing to do whatever somebody else told me. Right? So when I walked into my first Narcotics Anonymous, I talk about how the message was carried to me. Right? So for years, I would walk into the Liquid Fellowship. I walk in there because it was a little softer for me. All right, talking about my experience here. Please don't get it twisted. So I walk into the Liquid Fellowship. So the first time I went to an NA meeting, let me share this. I was 15 years old. All right, I was 15 years old, and the meeting that I happened to walk into was all bikers, and they were all old. Dur, all old dur. Sorry, Paul. My bad, Paul. I was like, hell no. Been to them AA meetings, man. Them guys ain't like this. I'm gonna go there. Very grateful to the fellowship of AA for starting what we have here today, right? It's taken me a few years to get to that point where I can be grateful and understand where our roots come from. Because when I walked into the last AA meeting, there was a guy in there, I call him my NA angel, and he said, you need to meet me at 8 o'clock tonight down the street. Show up to that NA meeting, right? That's where you belong. And I showed up down there, and I've not used since. I had drank methadone that morning. The next morning, I didn't get up from my dose, and I never used again. What's it called? When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When you're beaten, when you're ready, you can count that there's going to be a power, there's going to be something that's got your back and will lead you, put the right people in your life and give you what you need. That's my message. The message is hope, right? The message is hope that no matter who you are, you walk into an NA meeting, you can pick up your white key tag, and that can be the last white key tag you ever have to pick up again. That's the message. That's the hope. You can share a burning desire. You know, you can walk across a room sweating bullets in a room of 100 people and pick up a basic text even though you're scared shitless, right? Fear doesn't have to hold you back no more when desperation got your ass on fire and you got to go. You got to get some hope. If you don't want to keep going, what are you willing to do, right? That was my question. So that's what I did. And when they gave me that phone book, and they walked me around to all the recovering members of Narcotics Anonymous, the people working on a program, and said, get this guy's number, get this guy's number. And I'm a big proponent of that, right? Because I had some faces that went with that book. I knew who I was calling, you know? I don't know if I would, that next morning when I missed my dose, when I woke up and it was either go get one or find a new way to live, I don't know if I would have been able to pick up that phone book and call every number in there until I found a ride, if I didn't know them people from the night before. I want you to see my face if I'm going to give you my number, you know? It's just a personal pet peeve of mine. All right. So that was the next morning, right? And like I said, the last white key tag that I've had to pick up in almost 8 years now. Yeah. 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 Don't know how the hell I did it. Hope. I think it was the hope. That when I looked in your eyes and you said, dude, I promise you, if you just stay one more night, if you just stay one more night and give it a chance, you know, you'll be all right. Don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle. There was a lot of stuff like that being said to me in the beginning, and it just kept me coming back. It kept me showing up to the next meeting. God came in the form of Narcotics Anonymous. And the members of Narcotics Anonymous, we've received our recovery from the God of our understanding. We now make ourselves available as His tool to share recovery with those who seek it. So carrying a message, I used to wonder from them guys, why the hell are you doing this for me? Why are you paying for my meals? Why are you giving me haircuts? Why are you buying me soap? Why are you putting me up? You don't know me. You just met me today. Why are you letting me stay in your basement with your wife and your daughter? It didn't make any sense to me. So I asked him numerous times, what can I do? What do you want from me? And the only thing that they've ever told me is, we don't want nothing from you. We just want one day when you're able to, when you got the means, that you do the same thing for somebody else. That's how it works. Yeah, that's how it works. So that's what I've attempted to do over the years. You know, I was bare. I was bare naked. You know, I was unveiled. I was a beaten puppy dog, as Dean used to call me. Just beat up, right? Tail between my legs. And so when they told me that, and they were inviting me along, and they were cool, right? They were cool. After a couple months, these guys were cool. You know, person with one day clean, I'm telling you, these were the guys that had 2-3 months clean that were taking in meetings every day. You know, picking me up to go to Beaver Dam on the weekends to have a good time. Right? Inviting me as a friend. Like, dude, I'm a dirty junkie. What are you doing, you know? So that gave me a passion for living this program. You know, when you give me something, especially in the beginning, it was like, man, I'm running with this. I'm not going to let y'all down, you know? This is my opportunity. I can live this life. I can get what you got if I just do what you do. You tell me what to do and I'll do it. So I did a lot of listening in the beginning. I didn't do much sharing. I just wanted to find out how you guys lived. Of course, it helped that they told me, hey, if we want to know where the good dope is, we'll come see you. Otherwise, just hang out and listen. Yeah, that made sense to me, because that's pretty much all I knew. Had I been in recovery before? Sure. Did I stay clean? No. So it's time to start over, right? Time to find a solution this time. So what was the solution? Don't listen to yourself, right? I was talking to a sponsor yesterday. He said, you know, I've been working on my bottom and, you know, where things have been. I said, who you been working on with that? Because I haven't heard from you in a couple weeks. Myself. I said, oh, shit, man. You've been working on that with the last person you got clean, you got dirty with, you know? You got high with. It's important for me, and it has been since I've come in here, to embrace the we. I cannot do this thing alone, man. I will always use. That's what I do. That's what we do. We will always use if we do not have this. Keep it on me. Because I do know some friends that are still clean today, that don't go to a meeting, that don't work a step. And I know where I ended up when I did that. And I pray that they don't have to. It's been done. I tell you what, The people that I look up to, the people that I emulate, the people that I want to be like, are the people that with 25, 20 years, they're still showing up to meetings every day. For what reason? To carry the message, to give back. What would it look like if I had showed up and nobody was here to carry the message to me? There's no question about where I'd be right now. You guys saved my life. Hanging out on the weekends. Hanging out after the meetings. Inviting me over. Right? If I got an issue and I bring it up, there's a solution there. Right? Before the meeting. I said, you know, I'm kind of scared about this workshop, you know. I'm kind of feeling like I have arrived. And I don't want to let nobody down. So I brought that up and, you know, I got plenty of help, right? Share honest. Be yourself. Ain't nothing but a meeting. There's a whole lot of people in this meeting, though. How much time I got? 7 minutes. So, a lot of ways to carry the message. Carry it in here. Most important thing, primary purpose, right? Carry the message. Addicts still suffers. The primary purpose in my life, the most important thing that I can ever do in this world forever, and I'm very proud to embrace that, is to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. Right? That there is hope. You ain't got to use no more, man. Look at my life today. Look at how I'm living. Right? Look at what I got right now. I promise you, you can have the same thing. You are not unique. You're just like us. I don't care what you did, who you were hanging with, it doesn't matter, man. Are you willing to change? Are you willing to do what we did? So I carried a message in here by showing up when I'm asked. In spite of fear, right? In spite of myself, I got something going on tonight. I don't really want to go and lead this meeting. Man, you better show your ass up. What's the most important? What? Why do you have a life today? That's the question for me. Because of Narcotics Anonymous. Because of what people did for you. It's time for you to do the same thing. That's all they asked, remember? All they asked when they were giving you hope was that one day you give the hope back. You show up for service. You ain't got to be loud about it, right? This isn't an anonymous program. You show up and do your part. That's what I try to do. I try to show up for my commitments. When I tell you I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there. You know, that's how I do it in here. Carry the message outside of here. Pride. Very, very important. It's easy when I'm in front of you guys to carry the message. How about out there when the boss is being a douche? Right? You able to keep them principles? And I had a test of that this past year. And I took the time. And I prayed up. And I sat down with the boss. And I had man-to-man with him. I can stand for something today. I've been working on some integrity, some honor. I've been practicing my honesty. Don't treat me like dirt, you know? I've earned my respect around here. Don't treat me like that. I tell you what, and this is how I put it. I said, I'll be the best employee you've ever had in your entire life if you just treat me with some dignity and respect, right? Otherwise, you're going to lose that guy. And since then, it's been gravy. simple stuff that I've learned in here, man, I take out there and it just works. And it works better than ever. Like, damn. You know, like, we get promoted in here, buy houses. Finding a new way to live has gained me a lot of gifts. How I carry the message in my household. I treat my woman with respect. I love my woman. Right? Something stepped up the other day and almost tried to bite me in the ass. And I cut it off at the head. Why? Because I respect her. I love her with all my heart, right? How I carry the message with my newborn son. I don't know. I'm learning, you know. I do struggle with that because who'd have thought that I'd have a son to raise someday? You know, they told me when I first got here, they were like, you know, that year mark that we talk about not getting in a relationship, maybe you should think about two or three, you know? Maybe you should extend that out a little bit. And I was like, yup. I don't want to hurt nobody no more, man. I don't want to hurt nobody no more. I don't want to hurt my son. I don't want to lead him the wrong way. I don't want to practice defects of character in the household and have him looking at that and growing up with that. So I look to others, man, others that are doing the damn thing. There's no absence of hope in here. There's no absence of support in here, no matter what you're going through. Just talking about that before the meeting. I'm running short on time, but I want to read this last paragraph, and it is in the back of the text. Chapter is called I Was Unique. Hey. Yeah. Right? Were you? I know I was. I was terminally unique. I thought people like us, we were the ones that got locked up in the psych ward for the rest of our lives. Here's what this anonymous subject has said. I have found a new home in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. My life again has meaning. I have found that I have but one calling in life, and that is to carry the message to the addict who still suffers. I am so grateful to God and NA that I may do this today. I have found that you are just like me. I am no longer better than or less than. I feel real love and camaraderie in the NA fellowship. My great spiritual awakening has been that I am an ordinary addict. I am not unique. There are still those who refuse to join us and take the path that we have chosen because they feel that they are unique. They may die. God bless them too. So if you're sitting in here and you're feeling unique and you're feeling like you can't get this, please, please buy in. Please put your uniqueness aside and just do what we do. I promise you, you'll get what we get. That's in here too. You ain't never got to use again. I didn't realize that was going to be true when they told me that in the beginning. And I just did what they told me to do. And look where I'm at today. I was unique. And I'm not anymore. Right? And it's very important for me to show up on a daily basis and give back what was so freely given to me. Thank you for letting me share.
At this time, I would like to... sorry. That was awesome. Let's thank Colin for